Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you for your great love that has come in Christ Jesus, restored us. And thank you, Jesus, that you're ruling and reigning to bring us all into the fullness of your love, that your body can fall all in all, and that darkness can be taken out of the equation. Thank you, Lord, that you came to seek and to save and bring your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious family. Danita's off today, so I'm just letting her sleep in. So our readings is here, Matthew 25, from 31 to 33. Here Jesus was proclaiming that, you know, when he comes in his glory and with angels with him. And now we know Jesus has come to the earth, showed the right picture from baby to young man to father, and then he died so that all our sins could be taken away, because we died with him. It's no longer I that lives, but it's Christ that lives. And that we live now by the faith of the Son of God, who loved us and lives for us. We co-heirs together with him. So he's in his glory, his name above all names, and he's called us. I called you, it's so beautiful. I called you, and I called you to bear much fruit. And now, and the whole reason he died, so we can see it all in Psalm 22, so that he could bring us all back to the reality of who we are in God, in him, and what is our purpose. He made us for purpose. Okay, so he's speaking about from verse 32. Before him, Jesus, all nations will be gathered, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place his sheep on the right, but the goats on his left. And we've seen that for the last 2,000 years, you have instruments of righteousness, beautiful examples. And that example that they are, was according to their predestination. You know, every person comes from God. God had mankind in mind before the foundation of the earth, and then he made the earth and all the beauty in it. And so God's got the best intentions for mankind and for this earth. And it's in Jesus he came, and he sent his Son to come and seek and to save and restore, bring the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. And those that he predestined, he called. And those he called, he justifies. And those he justifies, he glorifies. So there's the whole reality. We were all like sheep gone astray. And when sheep go astray, they like goats. Goats are very resourceful and make their own plans and make their way. Wonderful creatures, but we weren't meant to be like goats. We are meant to be like sheep, because the shepherd, Jesus Christ, our big brother, our Lord, our Savior, the true vine, is the answer that we all need. There's no name under heaven and earth by which we can be saved. And then when he works in our hearts, he calls us and we respond. We say, yes, come into my life. And he comes and he sets us free from that spirit at work in sons of disobedience, because that spirit was the demonic spirit that was bringing us into deception, deeper and deeper into the deception. But praise God, when Jesus liberates us and sets us free, he gives us a new spirit, the Holy Spirit, and then through the Holy Spirit, he pours his love into our hearts. So that's the reality of what's been made available. We've been set free. And we've been set free to know our God, to listen to his voice and walk with him, and to walk in the goodness that was laid up for us even before the foundation of the earth. We were made to be holy and blameless in love, in Christ, in the family. And now we've been restored to that. So just as the prophets of old and the disciples, they had a predestined splendor, and we are walking in that predestined splendor. I love it in Ephesians, it talks about that we find our true name in the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, through the great and precious promises, this word. And then by his Spirit, he then leads us into that superabundant, beautiful kingdom realities that he set apart for us for a time such as this. So guys, know you've been predestined, and that God has called you out to justify, to make you ready, bring about all that needs to take place in your life so that he can bless you. You can be glorified in the reality of the love of God, being the person God made you to be in a time such as this. So in this time, I love Isaiah 32. It points out there that the king will reign in righteousness, and that's where Jesus is now. He's ruling and reigning to draw all mankind to Christ and to bring us into the reality of the love that is laid up for us in heaven. So there it talks about in verse 8, he says, noble people make noble plans, and by noble plans they stand. So with God in our lives, and with God leading, and with us looking at Jesus and hearing from him by the Spirit makes Jesus real. The Spirit allows us to experience the coming, the parousia, the goodness of God that is in Jesus for us. And then we can arise and shine, working together with the Lord. We receive not the grace in vain. We receive it to our gain, and to our family's gain, and to our neighborhood's gain, and then for the benefit of South Africa, Africa, and the world. So God has made us for a time such as this. Wake up, realize that you've been bought with a price. You are not your own. You belong to God, and God's got the best intentions for you. So stay with him like sheep following your shepherd. Staying in tune, developing on schedule. In Jesus' name, amen.